Excerpt from Mahmud's diary, May 18, 1912. New York. Among those visiting Abdu'l-Bahá were some New York clergymen. One of them, Dr. John H. Randall, while the master and his retinue had been absent, spoken to his congregation about the life and teachings of Abdu'l-Bahá. He expressed the hope that he would follow on the footsteps of the master. So effective was his talk that many of his listeners burst into tears. He came with great humility to ask Abdu'l-Bahá to deliver an address in his church. Abdu'l-Bahá replied that since he had been invited to speak that week at several gatherings in Boston, he was not able to accept the invitation until after he returned. This morning, Abdu'l-Bahá spoke to the people in the Church of the Divine Paternity. The minister of the church, Dr. Frank Oliver Hall, spoke at length on the manifestation of the Bab and Baha'u'llah, giving a detailed account of the appointed successor and the covenant of God. He explained that the meaning of the name Abdu'l-Bahá was that he was under the canopy of the cause of Baha'u'llah, and concluded by saying that this cause is the same reality that underlies all the religions of God, and will become the cause of brotherhood, concord, and universal peace. The beloved master stood and delivered an address about the unity of religions and the teachings of the new manifestation, in such a way that all were attracted to the divine fragrances. After his talk, the audience pleaded with him to allow them to line up on one side of the podium in order to shake his hand, and then leave from the other side. Although they were permitted to do this, there was still such a crowd around the master's carriage that it was difficult to proceed.